Well, we're going to talk Iowa State Fair this morning. Lori Chapel joins us this morning. She's the marketing director for the Iowa State Fair. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
That sounds like a fun job.
It is. It's a busy one right now.
I bet it is. Does it get busier during this time of the year, or have things been pretty much put to bed for you?
Well, our peak really happens a little bit earlier than right now as we put together all the promotion and advertising pieces and all those things the public needs to know about the fair. So it's really kind of peaks in July. Hopefully by now a lot of people have heard about the fair.
Well, you kind of hope so. Yeah, it's coming up here pretty quick, just a few days away here, coming up on Thursday to begin that big run. And I know you've got a lot of great things planned. How long does it take to plan and plot out exactly what you want to happen each year at the fair?
Well, it takes us all year. And in fact, the marketing department starts even earlier than most because we'll basically kick off next year's fair on the 19th. So we started on 2014 back last December.
Wow. You really have to plan out front to really be something that so many people, a million or more people each year, are going to have a good time with.
Well, we try to put a lot of thought and effort into it. We know how important it is to not only Iowans, but people across the Midwest and even globally at times.
Is it difficult, though? Sometimes it's such an old-fashioned tradition, when you think of state fair, to keep it new and fresh all the time.
It is. It's a fine line that we try to straddle in terms of keeping the traditions that people love and come for each year, like the butter cow and a lot of the buildings, say a visit to the First Church or anywhere in Heritage Village, while we try to introduce new things. So you'll see new contests, new livestock contests that we'll have, and just a lot of entertainment kind of fills the bill when it comes to new things and food.
Yes, everyone has their favorite when they go to state fair. For some folks, it's the livestock shows. For some, it's the food. For some, it's the entertainment that happens on the free stages or perhaps in the grandstand. For others, it's the midway. It's a little something different no matter who you ask.
You're right. Everybody has a different experience at the Iowa State Fair, and it's special to each of them.
Bet. Well, let's talk about new things. Everybody always wants to know what's new at the State Fair this year. I noticed there are a bunch of new things on a stick at the State Fair.
There are several. We have 18 new foods, many of which are on a stick. They range from the unusual strawberry smoothie on a stick, which is frozen. A lot of people that makes them curious on how they did that. We've got a bacon-wrapped riblet, the shrimp corn dog, and a Graham Champion Fair Square, which the Fair Square is was introduced a few years ago by the State Fair, and proceeds of that food item help benefit the foundation and the renovations that we do on the fairgrounds.
Wow, so much going on. It's hard to keep up with everything. That's quite a job for you folks to have to publicize everything when it's so hard to remember all the new things alone.
It is. It takes a lot. If you've checked out our website, the information is pretty overwhelming.
I bet. Well, can we talk a little bit about events and things? Are there any changes at all that folks will notice with regard to different types of events and those types of activities?
You know, probably the biggest thing that people might notice is the relocation of the Budweiser stage. Well, that's been a very popular stage for us over the past few years, where we've featured a lot of oldies and classic rock acts, and that's no different this year. We've got a huge lineup from Foghat to Blue Oyster Cult, everything in between. That stage, though, is moving to just west of the Jacobson Exhibition Center. Much larger area. The stage will be larger. We're really excited about that change.
Well, when you start putting those types of popular acts on stage, you need more room for folks.
That's right. And in the past, it's been a tented stage, so it was a little limiting. So now we're hoping that even more people can enjoy those acts.
You bet. Well, a lot of folks are kind of surprised sometimes to walk around and just grab a seat near one of the free stages and realize the types of entertainment that you're able to provide there for folks without a ticket.
It is. It's amazing what you can see and hear and do once you get through the gate with your admission. You know, we've got 5 stages of free entertainment. It's over $500,000 worth of entertainment that we have going on during the 11 days. So we're really excited about what we can offer.
Wow, that's amazing. The grandstand entertainment, of course, is always a big deal. The tickets have been on sale now for quite some time. Are there still seats available for folks for the different shows?
There are. They are really starting to sell quickly. So if you have a particular one in mind, I'd suggest You know, getting those as soon as you can either get them through Ticketmaster, or if you are near the state fairgrounds, our ticket office is selling them as well. So a couple of options to get your grandstand tickets.
And you've got quite a variety of grandstand entertainment.
It's a huge variety. We kick off with Casting Crowns on opening day. We've got Oldies with Happy Together Tour. We've got Saturday Night Live legends coming, Dana Carvey, Dennis Miller, and Kevin Nealon. So huge comedy show that night. We've got 3 nights of country with Dierks Bentley, Toby Keith, Gary Allen, and Alan Jackson on the same night. We've got something for the younger fairgoers with Victoria Justice and Pentatonix, and even Carly Rae Jepsen and The Wanted. And for those fans of Train, they'll be here also with Matt Nathanson opening. And, of course, wouldn't be the fair without the tractor pull and the car races. So it's a huge lineup.
Got to make some noise.
That's right, and they do.
Well, I know different days have their different hooks. Some folks like, there's always a Senior Citizens Day. There's some different types of days. I know folks sometimes will plan their vacations around the state fair. They might spend a lot of time camping. A lot of folks like to camp out there.
Thousands of campers are already here. We moved the first wave of the reserve campers in the end of July, so over a week ago. And now just this past weekend, the unreserved campers who have been queued in the north lot, about 190 of them moved in over the weekend. So they're here and they're ready to go.
Is it great to see things like that happening where folks come back year after year after year? Do some of you folks who work for the fair, who are there a lot and work there, do you get to know some of the patrons pretty well?
You know, we do, and more so the vendors that we work with year in and year out. But you start to see familiar faces, especially, you know, with exhibitors who are here each year. It's really a big family reunion when you think of the Iowa State Fair.
Lori, can I ask you, is there a can't-miss for you? Is there something that, even though you're this close to the fair all year round, that something that you really look forward to come fair week?
No, I really look forward to opening day, just getting it started. We've worked on it all year and then some, so it's just so fulfilling to get the gates open and have people coming in and having a great time.
You bet. Well, I know last year it was kind of warm during fair time, which we would expect. You get into August in Iowa, you kind of expect warm and humid, but it's kind of cooled off a little bit at times here these last couple of weeks. If we can get some comfortable temperatures, I suppose that'll really help attendance.
Well, we're really excited about the forecast that's ahead of us, but, you know, we understand we all need rain, too. So if that happens, that's okay. You know, the fair is a great place to visit, whether it's sunny weather or rainy weather. There's so many air-conditioned buildings now and so many great exhibits inside our buildings to check out that regardless of the weather, there's always a good day to come to the fair.
Yeah, it really seems like over the past maybe 10, 15 years, there's been a real effort to upgrade the facilities at the state fair, and that includes a lot of air-conditioned venues.
You know, and we really have the Blue Ribbon Foundation to credit for that, and of all things, this year is their 20th anniversary. They kicked off their efforts in 1993 and have raised more than $95 million to renovate the grounds. So if people haven't been here in a number of years, it's changed a lot with new buildings, with renovations and upgrades that you've mentioned. And in fact, the cultural center that may be familiar to a lot of people has undergone now its second year of renovation, and phase three will happen next year. So we've added elevators. Now this year we've added air conditioning. Next year we'll finalize that, so we're pretty excited about that.
You bet. Well, it's always something new. Again, it's the state fair. It's kind of how you remember it, but it's always new.
Absolutely.
Very good. Lori Chappell, thanks a lot for your time. Hey, good luck. Have a great fair.
Thanks so much. We'll see you here.